The almighty crash on the world's financial markets left all the Western economies reeling, but China seemed to barely notice. Analysts say it's just recorded its fastest monthly growth rate for years, and some believe China's economy could now be set to expand by 10% over the next 12 months. The old communists, it seems, are making capitalism look easy. But of course, with capitalism comes competition. And with competition comes the phenomenon of the pushy parent. Mums and dads who believe it's never too early to start getting ahead. And Michelle Tsai has been meeting some of them in the more leafy parts of Beijing.
This looked nothing like the Beijing I knew. I was just west of Third Ring Road, one of the capital's gridlocked highways. But I could no longer hear the honking cars, rumbling buses, or the rut-tut-tut of the motorized rickshaws. I couldn't even see the massive buildings that dominate this section of the city. In front of me was a huge expanse of manicured green grass, an anomaly in this megalopolis of concrete. The only sounds? The thwacks of golf balls being struck. I was at a golf course in downtown Beijing, and striding toward me was Eddie Shi, who had arrived to fine-tune his long game. He was flanked by his regular entourage, his father, his translator, and his caddy, all of whom towered over him because Eddie is just 8 years old. With their wallets fattened by decades of unprecedented economic growth, wealthy Chinese parents have been trying to find new ways to give a competitive edge to their little ones. One of the latest trends is enrolling children in sports more often associated with well-heeled Westerners than China's new middle classes. Every week, Eddie and his father, Shi Jian, make the three-hour drive from the nearby city of Tianjin. They come to this course for the experienced coaching, said Shi Jian, who is a manager at a Swiss pharmaceutical company. Here the coaches are foreign, which means Eddie can improve his English while he tinkers with his swing. Why would a Chinese 8-year-old like golf? It's a gentleman's sport, Eddie told me, sounding like a bow-tie-wearing, flannel-suited commentator from decades past. Then he skipped off to fetch a golf ball printed with the Japanese robot cat Doraemon. His dad had these specially made as a reward after Eddie hit a hole-in-one a few months ago. On this Saturday, Eddie's lesson starts with practice chips at the driving range. Aim for the marker, said his coach, a tall Australian. I suspect this is all too easy for Eddie, who has played golf since he was 4 and heads to a driving range most evenings after finishing his homework. The previous week, he hit a ball 190 meters with a driver. When Shi Jian was growing up, he played football with the kids in his neighborhood. Now, he said, there are fewer kids, the result of China's one-child policy, and it's hard to get two teams together. Eddie happens to play golf, but in today's China, cultivating your son or daughter is the true national sport. The 8-year-old also takes private lessons for jazz percussion, math, and English, but his parents expect golf to make the biggest difference in his life and help dispel the stereotype that Chinese people don't know how to have fun. China's future is an international one, said Shi Jian. If Eddie goes to the U.S. in the future, he'll have more to talk about with his friends there. Upward mobility doesn't come cheap. At this particular school, SGA Golf Academy, a 10-hour package of one-on-one sessions costs 10,000 yuan, or two-thirds the average annual salary of an urban worker. When the lesson ends, I ask Eddie what's hardest about golf. He answers like a pro. The bunker, he says. Then he runs off to play video games, free for a little while. For the first time that afternoon, Eddie seems like a regular kid, someone who gets silly and jokes around. And although he appeared content during his lesson, I can't help but wonder if Eddie wouldn't rather be less serious about the sport. In another district, Shunyi, plots of farmland mix with international schools and gated communities. On weekends, kids come here for the Equileus International Writing Club. The entrance sits across the road from farm stands selling fruits and vegetables, but inside, it feels more like the grounds of a boarding school. On a recent morning, I watched young equestrians on horseback in the indoor arena. Proud parents look on from the side. One student, a beginner, doesn't appear to be doing anything. Then I realize he's so young that his lesson involves just sitting astride the horse. I meet a 12-year-old who's about to head home after her trotting lesson. This girl is the picture of a genteel sportswoman, a riding crop in one hand, her long hair tucked under her riding hat, and cheeks pink from the chilly air. Her proud mother, government worker Su Lin, rattles off a list of her daughter's accomplishments. She's mastered all four swim strokes, has excellent posture, practices Tai Chi, and has studied books of etiquette and Ikebana, the Japanese art of flower arrangement. These skills will help her get ahead, and maybe even secure a successful husband one day. Su Lin acknowledges that everyone's caught in a brutal cycle. There are too many people in China, she said. There's little living space, and everybody wants to move up. So everyone works harder, which just makes the competition worse. What kind of activities did Su Lin do as a teenager? None, replied the state worker. I only studied.
Michelle Tsai there on Eddie, the 8-year-old golfer who hopes to impress Western friends with his bunker shots. What would Chairman Mao have made of it all, I wonder? And that's all from this edition of From Our Own Correspondent. I'm Alan Johnston, and our producer was Mike Wendling. Join us again soon here on the World Service.